Thank you guys for tuning into this week's Warhawk Sports Update. I'm your host, Colton Hagstrom. UW-Whitewater hosted the National Intercollegiate Wheelchair Basketball Tournament for both men and women from March 9th through the 11th. Schools like Alabama, Illinois, Missouri, and others came from across the country to participate in the national tournament. Catchell Gymnasium was absolutely packed for all five of the Warhawk basketball games. UW-Whitewater freshman Drew Sells mentioned how much the fan support meant to him and his teammates.
Just like see the students and like just be people like interested in the game and like see people hearing that they want to come back and watch. Just how cool it is. This meant a lot. It was like the support. It was awesome that we had so many people. It was awesome that it was so loud. It's just unfortunate that we couldn't get the W today.
As he mentioned, the Warhawks fell short of their ultimate goal. The UW-Whitewater men's team came into the tournament as winners of three straight national titles, but they were defeated by the University of Texas Arlington 76-52 in the national championship game. UTA freshman Antone Gray talked about how sweet it was to take down the Warhawks after the national title.
I mean, that's a defending three-peat national champs at home in front of a hostile crowd. You know, it doesn't get any better or more challenging than that.
UTA had a chance to be the first team to win both the men's and the women's national championships since UW-Whitewater did back in 2014. But the Lady Movin' Mavs were defeated by the University of Alabama in the women's national championship. Alabama won the game 57-48. The Crimson Tide were the heavy underdogs going into the game as they had lost to UTA 72-49 less than 2 weeks earlier. UW-Whitewater freshman Drew Sells reflected on one of the coolest parts of the weekend, looking around Catchell Gymnasium and seeing all of the Paralympians.
It was kind of chilling. There's so many gold medalists on the men's and women's sides of wheelchair basketball. Like, it's just kind of cool that everyone came back. It was kind of a surreal feeling, too.
Colton Hagstrom here with your Warhawk Sports Update.